Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, yesterday, Lee, this was amazing. Once you understand what happened here, Senate Democrat, they need 60 votes in the Senate to pass this continuing resolution, okay? Senate Democrats yesterday, and you can watch the roll call vote on my X feed, voted to block opening the federal government. This is not us. This is them.
Yeah.
Voting down the Republican proposal that makes zero changes to current spending levels. Okay, to give you an idea, what are we talking about here? The Democrats voted for that current proposal, it's called a CR, 13 times before.
Right.
This would be time number 14. Why did they vote for it 13 times before? It's a Republican proposal. Well, actually, no, it's not. No, it's Nancy Pelosi's and Biden's budget. We don't make our own budgets. We just let the Democrats have theirs. And that is why they voted for it every time. So let me just give you some background here on how crazy this is, right? As most Americans don't understand it. So when Mike the Knife Johnson ran to be speaker in 2023, October of 2023, so 2 years ago, what did he say? He said, and I quote, "I will do appropriations bills." Why do we care about that? Because if you do those 12 bills, and that's how Congress has run since the founding, you do appropriations bills, guess what? You can go in and cut line items out, right? You can cut the Democrats' funding, the Democrats' grift, the Democrats' graft, right? Okay. You could defund their NGOs. You can just save a ton of money, right? Hundreds of billions of dollars we could probably find. Doge pointed it all out. So why don't we cut that? Mike Johnson's refused to even try appropriations bills, but he talks about it a lot. He promised it when he ran. And then every time we pass Biden and Pelosi's budget again, he comes out and says, well, this is just stopgap till I can get the appropriations bills through. In fact, he was telling that same lie last week when he said, well, I just need this CR for 7 more weeks. Don't worry, we'll have appropriations bills. Cool. Where are they, Mike? Where are they in committee? Oh, they're not. Oh, well, that's weird because it takes like 6 to 8 months to mark up appropriations bills. You're going to do it in 7 weeks? You haven't even started? He's not. He's just going to take a big fat vacation and say we're up against the deadline past Nancy Pelosi's budget again. This is the game, okay? This is the outlines of it. So, Democrats know damn well, Lee, what this budget is. It's theirs. It's Pelosi's. It's a continuation of Pelosi's and Biden's, delivered for them by the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, all bow-tied, which is why they voted for it 13 times before this. I would have if I were them. Laughing at us, by the way, behind closed doors, because they're at an all-time low in polling for the last 30 years, and we're still passing their budget, not ours. Unbelievable, but whatever. So this is where we were yesterday. So Democrats rightly think, and I don't blame them for thinking this. I would if I were them. You know what? They've passed our budget 13 times. Maybe we can wring $1.5 trillion out of these morons. Maybe we can reverse the big, beautiful bill provision that takes away the illegal immigrants' Medicaid. Not a bad bit. Republicans, again, cave to them 13 times, which is why, if you remember, when Mike Johnson's speakership was threatened, of course, he's the Republican leader in the House, what did Democrats do? They came together and saved him, outvoted us. Their votes and then some rhinos kept him in place. So this is the background here, okay? This is the level of absurdity when you see Democrats on television like, oh, this is terrible. We have to stop this. Stop what? You voted for it 13 times. Why didn't you want to stop it then? But they're trying to get illegal immigrants this health insurance because they're afraid they'll leave if they don't have it. And when Trump, they see Trump, everything you're seeing on your TV right now, the violence, the, you know, Portland, ICE, the assassination attempt by the cartel leader there in Chicago of ICE agency now feels comfortable doing that. All of this you're seeing because they are in a panic. Trump deported 2 million of them in 250 days. They didn't think that'd be possible. I think they're going to lose their voters. So they got to do something. It's what they're doing. Okay, so yesterday, Democrats, not us, blocked the opening of the federal government by voting down Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's budget, which we now call the Republican proposal. But it's identical, word for word. It's a continuing resolution. No appropriations bills. So they still think they can get the health care for illegals back. Isn't that incredible?
And blame Trump for not.
Yeah, know. And look, they recognize if Trump puts his signature this, it's going to fracture his relationship with his base. They know that. And they get to keep the illegals and say, hey, listen, stay. We got you the health insurance. We're going to protect you. Just got to hold on until Trump's gone. They need a way to stop those planes out of the country. And that's what's at stake here. But you know what's funny about this, Lee? This is a laugh out loud funny when I found this. Here's Democrat leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, and he's lying. And he's saying, I don't know, illegals don't get Medicaid.
Now, federal law clearly prohibits the expenditure of taxpayer dollars to provide health care to undocumented immigrants, period, full stop. And no Democrat on Capitol Hill is trying to change that law.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay, so back in May of this year, before Newsweek, a liberal publication knew that it was necessary to lie about illegals having Medicaid, because we didn't know then they'd need to lie, right? Headline. You can see this on my X feed. Map shows 14 states offering health coverage to undocumented migrants.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, what do they all have in common, Lee? Can you guess what these states have in common?
I guess they're getting federal tax dollars to do that.
Yes, that. Yes, they all. They all are. And another thing they have in common?
Well, the Democrat-led states.
Yes! Democrat-led states. It says, and I screenshotted it, that these Democrat-led states have signed all these illegals up, the 1.4 million illegal immigrant families, on Medicaid. But that Trump's big, beautiful bill will seek to punish the 14 states that, oh, stay with me, currently offer health coverage to people in the U.S. regardless of immigration status.
See, that's the way they're twisting this. They're making it sound like, oh, the federal government's not paying for insurance for these illegals. Oh, yes, they are, because the federal government tax dollars are being applied by the states, which are actually doing their bidding.
Exactly. And it talks about the 14 states would see their federal Medicaid matching rate cut. In other words, the federal government, just as Republicans have said, will not reimburse them anymore to keep the illegals onto Medicaid. And that was the loophole that the big, beautiful bill had to close. So this is a whole lot of pretend here. And when they say, well, the federal government is to pay, well, no, not directly. Indirectly. So let's read from the article. Part of a liberal publication, Newsweek, from May, before they knew they had to lie about illegals getting Medicaid. And they admit it. illegals are getting Medicaid. Part of President Donald Trump's budget legislation, the Big Beautiful Bill, will punish the 14 states currently offering health coverage to people in the U.S. regardless of immigration status, including, say it with me, undocumented migrants. Now, they now say this is a Republican lie, but they should have gone back and scrubbed the internet better. The 14 states, most of which are, they're all Democrat-led, would see the federal Medicaid matching rate for the Affordable Care Act in their states cut.
And see, that's where the Democrats lie about it, saying, oh, Republicans want to cut your health benefits.
Yes.
No, not your health benefits if you're here in the country legally and are legally allowed to have those health care benefits.
So I'm holding this up on my video right now so you could find it. Map shows 14 states offering health coverage to undocumented migrants. And that is Newsweek. And you could find the, you know, all of that on my X feed, too, if you want to show your liberal friends and help them to overcome their delusion.
Right.
We just want to help here.
It's just a you know, public service that you're doing here.
Right.
We
appreciate that. I just want to help. Yes. That's all.
Exactly.
So, all right. I just thought I'd clarify that, because I mean, when somebody sent that to me and I was like, no way. They should have scrubbed that from their site. Because everybody's telling a new lie now.
Well, why? But the thing is, why should they, Tara? I mean, you think about it. So many of the things that Democrats say they're for and propose and you know, brag about are things that have been disproven so many times. And the evidence is out there. And they don't have to worry about it because they've still got mainstream media that'll lie for them. They've got Democrats on the leadership, on the Hill, that'll lie about it. So, and then, of course, they've got their social media minions as well who will continue to lie about it. So why should they worry if what they say isn't true?
Got me. It's just so easy to disprove these lies.
Right.
And so the bottom line there to wrap this segment is yesterday they shut down the government over it.
Continued the government shutdown.
Yeah, continued the government shutdown. So they still believe, and I understand why, because of previous Republican weakness and the fact that, I mean, the very budget we're passing is Pelosi and Biden's.
Mm-hmm.
Why not try?
Yeah.
They're trying. You got to admire them in a way. I mean, they are at the least popular again. They've been in 30 years and still they fight.
No, that's what I always say about Democrats. The one thing I admire about Democrats is they will use every possible weapon at their disposal to accomplish their agenda.
Meanwhile, we're winning on almost every issue across the board and Republicans are still passing their budget. I mean, it's mind numbing. It's jaw dropping. But at least we ended some of it in the big, beautiful bill and they're trying to get it back. And I don't blame them. Republicans have never said no before. They want to see if Republicans will actually do it. Say no. You can't have $200 billion for your illegal immigrant friends to get free health care. No, sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.